Going for Gold, written by Roger G. Trow, narrated by John Delano Ziegler, Jr. Prologue. In the year 2118, the world was at peace. Prosperity was growing in areas that were devastated in the middle of the last century by seismic catastrophe, nuclear war, and civil disorder. The international crises also had the effect of widening the gap between the haves and the have-nots. The major world powers, the Eurozone and the East Asian Republic, were rich in resources compared to the African and South American countries, and they had had a tendency to interfere in the internal affairs of those two countries, just as they had for the previous 200 years. The former world power, comprised of the United Countries of Canada, Mexico, and America, was now known as the Union of the Americas. It had seen a period of decline following the seismic events of 2050, but their economies had recovered to almost what they were before, and they now challenged the hegemony of the two great superpowers. The Union of the Americas, with the technological aid of a Europe liberated from dictatorships, had thus begun to reassert itself once more as a leading nation in the world. After the removal of the infamous General Qi, a cyborg bent on world domination, China had chosen the path of peace and took no great interest in external affairs. At the beginning of the century, India and Pakistan had been devastated by a nuclear exchange which resulted in whole areas north of Delhi being irradiated and no longer habitable. The economies of both countries had to be rebuilt, but international donors were faced with their own crises, so it would take many years before they would be able to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. There were severe long-term health effects of the radiation, such as tumors and cancers, but until there was a cancer treatment breakthrough, this would contaminate a whole generation in each country. It was a salutary warning to other belligerents of the folly of pursuing the nuclear option. The greatest revolution in society had come about through two medical breakthroughs by Dr. Glenda Woods, who achieved the rare honor of being a double Nobel Prize winner for medicine. Her first prize she shared with her late husband, Toshio Hokkaida, for their discovery of the amazing protein dubbed KP for Kyoto Protocol. KP was found to expand intelligence and enabled telepathic ability. It was also discovered that KP transmitted inherited memory of the parents to the embryos of very young children if traces of the parents' DNA were introduced. Children born with this enhancement were also found to be powerful natural telepaths, but acquired abilities could be enabled in adults by regular ingestion of KP as it became available freely in a synthetic form. Most urban populations opted to add the synthetic form of KP to the water supply, and soon every individual was able to benefit from KP enhancement to some degree. A society that was telepathically enhanced is naturally more aware of the thoughts of every member, and this led to a fall in crime in most urban areas. With only a few countries able to introduce the therapy for KP enhancement of embryos, the assimilation of the modified gene into the human gene pool was expected to be slow. Only 4 years after the introduction of Dr. Glenda Woods' improved therapy for embryonic enhancement, there were still only a handful of natural telepaths in society. Among the world's natural telepaths, 6 of them were resident in Dr. Jim Stewart's family. 3 children who were triplets, who were now 16 years old, and 3 more who were 4 years old. The second Nobel Prize was awarded to Dr. Woods for her work in the human longevity therapy, or HLT. HLT did not merely increase the expected lifespan of an individual, but also brought about rejuvenation to aging cells. The benefits of this treatment were still to be fully realized, but already the elderly were enjoying improved mobility as a result of the reversal of such immune response diseases such as arthritis. Dr. Woods predicted that embryonic therapy for HLT would also be transmitted as an acquired genetic trait, and human lifespan could certainly be extended to 1,000 years with an improved quality of life. Contrary to the doomsayers' forecasts, HLT didn't have a negative social impact, but it was a major factor in the creation of personal wealth. On the small farm in Pretty, Avon County, formerly known as Somerset, Jim Stewart and his brothers Bill and John made many advanced technological inventions, most notably in the field of robotics. Many plants worldwide manufactured the G-Series robot under license from Stewart Industries. It had the dexterity of a human being
Sample complete. Ready to continue?